step four. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Step four, clarity, from Alex in Dorset. When I read step four written on a banner in a meeting, I thought to myself, this programme has it all wrong. The inventory needed to be made about everyone else. They were the problem, not me. After working steps 1 to 3 and doing my life story, my denial was smashed. It was quite clear that I was the problem. I knew procrastinating on step four was dangerous. I didn't want to overthink it or become so full of fear that I wouldn't proceed. My sponsor's support along the way gave me faith that all would be well and encouraged me to stay put when I wanted to run. I had completed some self-help workbooks in the past with no one else to navigate the work. My sponsor made the process so simple and clear. I got a lot from talking about my resentments. Finally, they had a place and were no longer swirling around in my head, driving me insane. I didn't like how not one of my resentments was justified. I tried to manipulate my sponsor to let me have one, just one. They saw right through me. Being told my part and getting someone else's perspective made a lot of sense, and I could see how things could be different if I behaved differently. I had to accept this for things to change, and I was willing because I didn't want to go back to the hell I'd come from. I had hoped that my life could be very different with the program. In recovery, when I feel a resentment building, I do the resentment prayer that's on page 552 of the big book. Morning and night, like the book says. I've never had to do the prayer for the full 2 weeks on a resentment, because that is how powerful the prayer is. I know that when I start taking other people's inventory, I need to sit down and take a look at my own. I'm so grateful to AA. Today I live a life beyond my wildest dreams. What a gift. End.